We were in the kitchen the first time it happened. You were slicing apples, and I leaned across the counter, wishing I was a fruit in your hand. You were wishing that too, distracted. Leaning over counters is my specialty. I stole an apple slice and slipped it into my mouth. And then suddenly I felt you cut your finger and you tasted apples. We both gasped. We never figured out why, even though we spent hours wandering, theorizing, experimenting. You would run your finger over your eyebrow and I would feel it. And you could feel me bite my lip. We began to feel each other in stages, in expanding spheres, until one afternoon you thought of your first dog and how he died. And I began to cry. I wasn't even in the same room with you. I was moving laundry from washer to the dryer, and suddenly I knew his name was Corky. I could remember him lying so still on the road. I felt your mother cover your eyes and try to distract you. You found me there in the laundry room crying, and you comforted me. We comforted each other. Then I saw your face go white one morning during breakfast when I remembered Rita and what she said when I was in 8th grade. I've never seen you so angry. I could feel your muscles bunch. I felt your heart race, and I understood the primal animal desire to destroy something out of helplessness. That was the beginning. The sharing didn't diminish with distance. You could feel me anywhere. I could feel you. And sex was always good with you, but when the sharing started, well, that was a whole new thing. I couldn't see what you saw, but I felt it. One time, you watched me take my shoes off after a 5-mile run. I was sweaty and my hair stuck to the sides of my face. And I felt your heart swell for me. I saw myself like you did, miraculous and beautiful. I felt something else swell, too, and I stood, startled, and looked at you. We fed into each other, your desire fueling mine. I wanted myself as much as you wanted me. Later you said it was like a feedback loop. You're such an engineer. You confessed that you actually tried not to get horny sometimes because you felt like you were violating me, like you didn't have my consent. You knew you had permission before you had even finished confessing. You felt me melt. You felt how ravenous I was for you to fill me, weigh my body down, make me gasp and swear, and I felt the sweetness creep into your cock, a tickle at first, then a sighing, hardening pleasure, that bone-deep feeling you had of wanting to open something with a key between your legs. I was both the lock and the key that night. I never knew how lovely the skin of my back felt to your fingers. And when you could feel your fingers on my back, you knew. You were able to find those sweet places to touch. Between my shoulder blades, the nape of my neck, the swells of my hips. You told me later that you felt ashamed at how many times in a day you felt desire. I sat still in our living room one Saturday morning with a cup of coffee and just felt you move through the world. I felt your attraction every time you saw a beautiful woman. I felt you pull your eyes away sometimes. Sometimes I knew you lingered on her legs, her breasts, her waist, and once, when you imagined her kneeling in front of you, her mouth stretched around your cock, I put my thumb into my mouth for you. I slid it, slippery, over my lips and smiled. I sent you my senses, the sweet ache in my stomach, lower. I pinched a nipple hard enough to make myself hiss and glow. I spread my legs and made you wait for my fingers. I made myself wait. Then you felt me slide a finger into my slick and heat. Wherever you were in the world, you felt it all. I bit my tongue when I came. I wonder what your face looked like when you felt that. Sometimes we lean away from each other now. A kind of fast, I guess. It's startling to be alone with my thoughts when we do that. Odd that I can have a sensation that you don't feel. I feel empty and alone. It is the only time I could have a secret from you. That's why we set a timer, so we don't open our connection again too quickly. 9 hours is our record. We promised not to touch again until we were in the same room. So you went to the gym, and I went for a run, and then work. I shopped for groceries. I went to the library. I ran out of things to do. I couldn't think about anything but touching you. What it would feel like when we opened again. I must have looked like a junkie or something sitting in one of those study cubicles in the library trying not to chew my nails. And then, you bastard, you sent me a voice message on my phone. This isn't cheating, right, baby? This is how everyone else says how they feel. I feel. Fuck. I'm going to destroy you tonight. I'm going to devour your thoughts. I'm going to open up and bury you in happiness. I'm going to touch you so deep, you won't know whose fingers are whose, which thoughts are mine and which are yours. You'll see how fascinating you are. You're going to want to make love to yourself when you see what I see. And I'll let you see everything. You bastard. But at least you kept your word. You didn't slip me a feeling through the sharing. You kept your silence. And I did too, but hell. The only thing I could sense was your direction. My body's magnet knew which direction you were from me, like I know where the sun is with my eyes closed. I got home first. I didn't make food. We weren't going to eat. I sat in an armchair in our living room in the dark. We wouldn't need lights. My knuckles were tight in the twilight. And then you came through the door like a tornado, slammed it shut, and turned to me. I was already on my feet, tears in my eyes. I said, "Don't ever." Your mind hit me with everything you had in you. All at once, we were luminous and beautiful. Together. I don't know whose tears I felt. I tore my clothes, or maybe you tore them. I had to press my skin against yours. I could cradle your heart in my mind. Your kiss was ravenous, and I curled my fingers into your hair, wrapped my mind around you, and squeezed. You promised, I said out loud. You promised to destroy me. And you did your best. And the harder you pounded, the harder you felt pounded. And besides, I trickled you all my sensations multiplied with yours. And you came first, or at least you would have if we weren't so connected. We could have lit up a city, the two of us, shivering in and out of each other's orgasms. I feel you now, and I know what you're doing. You're working in your office across town, listening to one of those stories you know I love. You know it will make me desperate when I feel your cock fill and roll in your pants. So I'll brush my nipples because I know how it makes you crazy. And I'll wait until just after quitting time. 10 minutes. Before I spread my legs in our home and make you come on the subway.